another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tech, I'm Pete. Sitting to my right is Brent. How are you, Brent?
Leave me alone. I'm watching hockey.
All right, fuck you then. Today we have Brucial in the studio. Brucial is a band. Well, let me just go around and introduce everybody. Starting all the way to my left, we have Adam. Yeah, say hi into the microphone so people know what your voice sounds like.
Hello.
Hey. Jason.
I'm Master Jason.
Master Jason. Hello, let me write Prince this.
Punch. Prince Punch we had before.
Jesus Christ. All right. All right. And,
you're dangerously close to being
I don't
one,
even
want to
say your name now. What is it?
Sir Casey the 69th.
Oh, okay. Oh, and King P?
King P.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Everyone get out of my house.
All right. So, Brucial. Explain what the hell Brucial is, because I don't think I quite understand what Brucial is.
We're the inventors of music. It's
okay.
Just plain and simple.
Wow.
Right.
From the beginning of time.
Essentially, 32 AD.
Okay.
32 AD. That's like a long time ago.
There was like no music before that?
What did people listen to in 33 AD?
Well, how did you go about inventing music then? What was the driving force that drove you to invent music?
Glug.
Okay. King P, sorry. I just gave up your identity. It's going to be full of surfer jokes and inside joke talks. So I'll translate.
It's been
jokes,
a few years.
Inside jokes don't work as well on podcasts.
Well, we can explain everything about Brucial in a real sense, not just folklore. And
so you're sitting around, it's 32 AD, fucking got your thumb up each other's ass. We're bored.
We kill a couple of woolly mammoths.
Right.
Take their bones. We start beating
them. Now,
was
there laws against that kind of thing back then?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Just fucking
just
free will.
Free for all.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you could hunt pretty much anything before, you know, 1950.
Before it killed you. Really?
Hunt shitty dudes.
Yeah, you could hunt shitty dudes all day. So you're sitting around, the four of you. Was it the four of you that created music together,
absolutely.
Collectively?
Yes. We were given, like, magical instruments.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. First ever created.
And okay, and how did you get your hands on those? Did
Judd
it come
Nelson?
In like a chest? Or, Judd Nelson?
Judd Nelson,
seen that
born in probably somewhere around 5 AD.
Right.
Gave you.
So he has, it was like a big.
He was the supreme master before us.
So, but now you're
so
the
So Judd Nelson invented instruments not knowing what music was.
I've never interviewed a time cop before, so forgive me if I'm struggling here. Okay. So, you know, people have never heard of music before. It exists solely in your heads. How do you explain to each other what it is? You go, beep, pop, boop, boop, like that, and go, we should make that forever.
Let me ask you a question, Brent.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you explain magic?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
It's basically a bunch of bullshit that liars fucking do to everybody else.
Just go to Brent's old drummer's house and you can find everything you need to know.
The three-toed lady friends, I don't know, whatever you need. They're called Ents. I know this shit. Well, no, it's like, you know, what if somebody was, if I asked you before, you know, you even knew what the color orange was, what if I was explaining orange to me, baby? You wouldn't know what to do. How would you explain music?
No, orange is just orange. Music is music. It just happens. Like, you don't think like, oh, I'm going to make orange.
You know that
like,
Ramon song, My Brain is Hanging Upside Down? That's what you just did to me.
This is going to be your worst show ever.
It's off to a roaring start.
Have you ever seen that movie, August Rush?
I'm going to go take a dump. You finish telling the story.
Keep going. I had to watch it. It wasn't my decision. But for anyone that's seen it, there's it's about a little kid who picks up an acoustic guitar and he starts like banging on it and it
wait a minute, isn't Robin Williams in that?
Yeah
I never saw
he
that.
Pimps out the little kid because he's like a
prodigy
musician, that's sure. Right, but if you watch like a scene in the movie that's kind of like that, like it's kind of like in 2001 A Space Odyssey when the monkeys like pick up the bones
and just
we just picked up the
right
the,
so
key,
just,
the keyboard
picked
and the,
up the instrument. The magic the instruments delivered by Judd Nelson.
And, so if Judd Nelson had the instruments, and clearly he knew what music was, so you faggots didn't invent anything. Or did Judd Nelson do it? What's going on here?
He chose us to be the ones.
By the way, before we move on, if there's a crossover audience between August Rush and our show, I'm going to be fucking irate. Because, like, oh, yeah, I saw that. It was great. Was it great?
It's the worst movie.
the
it's your Joe versus
movie.
The volcano.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
It's my go-to bad.
I would recommend watching it because it's pretty funny.
Okay, so here's what I think happened after knowing this story for 5 minutes. I think you guys got tricked. I think there's some sort of curse on the instruments he gave you. And in order to make you believe that you guys invented this thing called music, he had to tell you, you know, you guys are the saviors of all this garbage. And he just, like, tossed off all these cursed fucking horseshit French horns to you. And you guys are like, oh, we did it, finally. And now you think that you're, like, the keepers of some weird kingdom, and you're actually just a bunch of douchebags, so they're cursed now.
That's right.
Wow. Moving on.
Pete, he has absolutely no defense on that. He just said, all right.
I want you guys to think clearly about this.
Sure. Well, okay, can we fast forward then? So you guys, we'll just leave it as we agree to disagree on the inventing of music. Okay.
We took a long break, and we picked it back up in about 2004.
Oh, so, I'm sorry, what was it, 52 AD? 32?
Don't even try.
Is that what
you
said?
I just tried to do some math in my head, and I was like,
32. The year
5,
Jesus
000?
Died, could right? Or was that 33?
Yeah. Noah just wanted some time off.
Sure. Well, when Jesus dies, you have to take some time off.
Take a little bit. Did you mourn?
You got to get over that.
Did you mourn, Noah?
I just couldn't hang anymore, dude.
Well, so this is
if you could possibly in post really edit happened. In a wave noise, like a
Brent.
Whoosh, and him hanging 10 right there.
Brent, this is what really happened. So around 2004, we decided we wanted to come back and do it again.
I was there.
We wanted to do it a little bit differently, though. We were going to try this whole, like, metal comedian thing. So, like, we had the show.
This is a comedy thing as well?
Yeah, so it's like a frontman comedy metal thing.
Okay.
So we booked this show, and we were gonna be Mega Jeff Foxworthy.
Is testing the patience podcast.
Right. So
listeners,
like, seconds
part of one of your powers that you have.
Your four listeners, maybe?
Literally yes. Seconds before we go on stage.
And they're my neighbors.
Station 4, like 2004. Literally seconds before we go on stage, we are informed by one of our servants that this band Metallica is going to play after us.
Yeah.
And what the fuck?
Because that had nothing didn't come up until
No,
then.
So, you know, like, you know, being masters that we are, we last second change and, you know, wrote some songs.
Total
and, yeah.
pros.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know.
I understand.
I mean,
did you feel kind of like, remember like how Jimmy World, like how they broke up and then they came back and people basically ruined all that horseshit emo crap that they started?
Right.
Then they came back to kind of, you know, retain their throne, but everyone was like, oh, you're part of this shit now? Congratulations, you suck too. Did you kind of feel like that? Like, you'd invented music, but people ruined it over the course of, like, the last couple thousand years?
Precisely.
And now they just think, like, oh, you guys are just some fucking, you know...
Yes.
Johnny Come Lately.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions.
I mean,
you took a big, long break after you invented music. Who sort of took the reins after you then? I mean, because if you invent music, there was couple thousand years of development
there. Well, if you figure, like, there was about 17 years between Chinese Democracy and Appetite, I mean, a couple thousand years between the first Brutal songs, and it's not that big of a gap.
Well, we tried passing it down to groups like the Bee Gees.
Sure.
Stevie Wonder.
Yep. They blew
it. Those were the first
Europe
ones
did
that
okay.
you
Europe
passed down.
Ran with it. I'm not going to lie to you. To bookend your live shows with the same song.
We tried the, you know, the...
since.
The continent theme name.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big, massive name, like Brutal.
Weren't you guys originally called Uruguay?
That was dabbled upon, but we said no.
Sure. No, I understand. No. That's a tough...
So essentially we had to pick it up again.
And let's talk about the name, well, as long as we're on it. I mean, I see you've cleverly combined two words that are...
Brutal and crucial.
Right.
Although I can't take credit for it. One of our friends from 32 AD said it on a message board that wasn't invented yet.
Right.
And I said,
but
I
he alluded,
that
he gave, he chiseled
scratch,
a
you'd
link.
Scratch on a stone wall.
Sure.
And, you know,
he said, in about.
There's like a little thumbs up and you'd like posts and stuff. And
good.
Whatever, yeah.
What do you remember what the website was?
His name was Anthony Michael.
It was a cave.
It was like the cave.
Cave.
Like the West Cave.
Caveradio.com.
Cave space. That's cool. So the name is there. The tunes are there. The majesty is alive. 2004, we're going to pick it back up again.
Well, let's stop talking about it so much and actually show people what it is that you guys do. So we'll start off with this song, Conquistador. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yep.
Do you have anything you want to say about this song before we play it?
This was the second metal masterpiece that we wrote. The first one that we ever wrote.
It can't ever be recorded.
It cannot be recorded.
It's not possible.
They don't have the technology yet?
It's kind of like Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody in the sense that like they recorded it, but they cannot perform it live. We have the opposite effect.
That's right.
Can I just say that I saw a guy with ukulele perform it live one time, and it was pretty awesome.
Well, that's further than...
Bohemian Rhapsody or Conquistador?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a good song. I just think that they could have easily done it if they would have put their minds to it.
Well, maybe you know what they were up to then.
Sucking cacks.
So.
I wasn't implying that.
Noah, just so you know, you made that, like, moving your fist in and out of your mouth and then putting your tongue in your cheek thing, so I kind of did think you were implying that.
All right. Here's the song.
Sucking cacks.
Shut up. We'll be right back. was Conquistador.
The power.
The power, baby.
How powerful.
Fucking right. So, get on mic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it, not doing it.
The show anymore?
No, killing myself.
Oh.
It might be the night. This might be it.
Yeah, this is your last night on Earth, huh? Did you get all your bucket list finished?
No.
Well, he's singing with Brucial, so.
Yeah, I got one thing done. I found out how music was invented.
I still need to do coke off of a foosball table, so I'm not ready to die yet.
You know what, though? If that's on your bucket list, your goals are so low. Like, that's so. I could make that happen for you tonight.
Okay.
You get your face between the bars?
No, just like on the side of a foosball table.
Do a rail.
Just so I can
rail.
Say that I did coke off a foosball table.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Then just blow your head off right afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want.
Oh yeah, baby.
I don't want to feel this or anything. Where were we?
Well, I think we were somewhere around the year 2004. Is that correct?
Yeah, Noah, me, Noah, and. Or King P and Master Sack.
Oh, this is Casey Sack. Talking?
This is Sir Casey.
Sir Casey.
Yeah, Master Sack and King P and I, we were doing a side project, we decided to come back to Brucial for a little bit.
Yeah.
And
good choice.
Yeah.
Monetarily, I mean. Like, that's.
and Noah and I were in my apartment, and we riffed out a new song. It was like, old times, you know. Sure. It was like way back.
Really old times.
Like back in 32. It came right
absolutely.
Back.
Well, and that was the beginning of the masterpiece. And the masterpiece originally was, we would write some sweet riffs, and we would just tack them on to the end of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then tack some more riffs, and even more sweet riffs. And it became
like,
this huge,
like
amazing,
a pen pal kind
of beautiful song of riffs.
To the world.
Right.
It's not really done. It's not really done now. You know?
It's never done.
It's never done. It's infinite.
When is anything
done? And that's why it can never be recorded.
Okay. Because there's not enough tape. We're in the digital world now.
Not enough.
Well,
gigs. You know?
This is ridiculous.
Not enough tracks.
No, not enough tracks. That's going to get in the way.
Sorry, Casey. It was, you know.
No. Here we go. No. So you're writing the master. When you're writing the masterpiece, do you know you're writing the masterpiece?
We're writing the masterpiece all the time. All the time.
So when I ask you a question, you give me some weird open-ended answer like that, do you know that you're doing that?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to get a yes or no out of you for once. Okay. So we're writing the masterpiece. We're thinking about maybe coming back. Now, I have to ask, and this is just out of, you know, curiosity, journalistic integrity. Does your 32 AD minds, do they fit in the modern world, or did you have to adopt new personalities, maybe new bodies?
We essentially had to end what was happening in 2004.
And what?
Well, the horrible.
Could you give us some names of things that you're talking about?
Yeah. Things had to stop.
Yep.
Too pure to die.
Yep.
Yeah.
Death sentence.
That was a good one.
Uh-huh.
Keep going. You know what you're talking about.
God, what else was super shitty around that time? You guys might. Could
summary execution.
Oh, yeah.
execution.
I'll drop Manfield in there.
Life with
No, we like playing with you guys.
False notion. False notion. Hey, wait, what was the other one? Valley of Acor?
all of it.
So you guys had to end that?
Yeah. See, Bone Storm tried to do. You remember that shit? Like try.
Explain what Bone Storm is for those who don't know who are listening.
It's a bunch of Todds trying to
explain what.
Every time that you talk like a surfer, I'm gonna put a sound bite in there.
Bone Storm was an attempt to, kind of like parody,
to legitimize metal.
Parody the metalcore like scene that was happening in Minneapolis around 2003, 2004.
Exactly.
Yes.
It was a bit of a
cesspool. But they took it a little too seriously. What we did was we made it. We had awesome riffs.
Yeah.
We did not take anything seriously. There was absolutely nothing was serious about it.
Whoa.
What are your feelings on X Devastator X?
Yeah. Fuck you. Want to fight? Anyone want to fight? Is that the bumper sticker that caused all the fucking? Remember that? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
No. Did it have something to do with Dan getting punched in the face, though?
No, I think it was the Kevin Call thing.
Well,
I think we're getting a bit inside right now.
Okay, you're right.
Let's go back to the original question here. So we had the opportunity to play X Devastator X, and all that I will say is that people were smiling and having a great time when we were playing.
Did they realize you were mocking their entire lives?
Everybody was just so angry.
Yeah.
During X Devastator X,
they really like to fight.
They like to fight.
Wow.
They had a song called "Who Here Wants to Fight."
That's what it was. Okay, I took.
What
fuck
was
you.
It called?
"Who Here Wants to Fight?"
Oh man.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So I mean, and as you said, I don't think some of them knew what was going on when we were playing, but the people that did, it was the best time ever. Like,
so explain exactly what was going on while you're playing. You're speaking very vaguely here.
I mean, for those who haven't seen Brutal, I mean, we've only, you know,
the few left,
the few left that have witnessed Brutal. I mean, well, we put on an amazing show.
Okay,
if you haven't seen it. I mean,
it's like I would go like Alice Cooper, Kiss, Brutal, 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, absolutely.
Star stage shows.
Absolutely.
Then Gwar.
I mean, I think we were opening that show and we got called back on for an encore.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Like, didn't you just bump who was playing after you?
Yeah.
To finish playing the what was it,
The Masterpiece.
The
Masterpiece.
Yeah. They wanted to hear the rest of it.
Right.
I mean,
we could have kept going and just kept adding riffs.
Do you guys play The Masterpiece live?
Absolutely.
Every time.
So just as far as you've gotten in The Masterpiece, that's how far...
Yes.
You play when you're playing.
So do you ever tell people, like, hey, you know, we had a good week with The Masterpiece, maybe pack a lunch? It's gotten a bit long. No.
No.
You don't want to prepare them for that? No. When you were playing Brutal...
Actually, we feed people at our shows.
Oh, you do? You cater them?
That's for that reason. So we like to break bread before we perform. So
while we're performing.
So one of the... You know, we don't want anyone to famine. We've been through a lot of famines.
Oh, of course.
So
I can imagine. I mean, 32 AD, that was...
Yeah, that was way before the potato famine.
Have you figured out the time span yet?
No. I don't understand what's happening right now.
It's of course necessary to supply the audience with bread and Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Hey,
how many... Coca-Cola.
Have you guys experienced deaths at your show?
Deaths?
Yeah. Multiple deaths?
Into the microphone, please.
We had a show at the Mala, and...
Not the Mall of America.
Jason, I think you just lost your microphone duties all night.
No, take this away.
Did you say... Are you saying Ramala?
No, the Mala. It was this... It was this venue that we were summoned to play.
By...
That doesn't matter.
Bike punks.
Balthazar.
God.
Okay.
Bunch of kids who pretend
Zeus?
To be poor.
I don't think they were pretending.
That no. Well, you never know. You just never know. See, we've experienced it all. The rich, the poor.
Yeah. The ups, the downs.
I can imagine all the famine you've been through. That
we used to tour in a Viking ship and play in arenas. I mean,
that can't be right.
That can't be in the microphone.
How do you get?
What kind of setup are we running?
The kind where only 4 people can be funny at once. The Mala.
Mala.
Played the first show.
So this is Brutal's first show back
since
32 AD. Yeah. Okay.
Is it safe to reveal where the Mala was located? It was a secret venue.
It was this venue that, like, they freaked out. Like, I posted on this thing, the internet, and people were like, no, you can't do that. And so...
So that's that secret house show that you're not supposed to post the address to.
Yeah, what's
thing?
The point of that?
Yeah, we didn't understand.
I'm having a party. Where is it? Fuck you. Like what? Like what was the whole deal with that thing?
The ironic thing is they lasted for, well, not for us a very long time, but for some people a very long time, a couple of years.
The Mala
being next
did?
To a cop station.
Oh, okay.
Literally next to a police station.
So this is Brutal's first show. At a secret location next to a cop station.
Yeah, we weren't exactly sure how it was going to go. We knew we would put on a fabulous show, but we didn't know how the crowd was going to react since we hadn't played to...
Then how was the reaction?
Anybody's head
exploded? They tore the fucking house down.
Wow.
We brought them to life, literally.
So they were dead and you reanimated them?
Yes.
I mean, what was it like playing for a room full of dead people?
Well, have you ever played...
I can tell you right now they smell a lot.
You didn't have to feed them, though. That's kind of nice.
That's true.
A room full of dead people? You ever been to a Nehemiah show?
Oh, man. Was it chastity belts and X'd up hands everywhere?
White belts.
No fun ever, or else you go to hell.
Since we introduced the breakdown, at our first breakdown that we had.
Now, can you give people who don't know quite what we're talking about, can you give us an idea of what a breakdown is?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think Punch Car is one who...
Yeah,
Sir Adam.
Let's break this down.
I would... Prince Punch, if you will.
Excuse me, it's been a long time.
We're all familiar with, you know, maybe two guitars harmonically dueling back and forth.
I hope so.
High rate of speed.
I've heard things.
See, dueling banjos took that shit from us.
Exactly.
64 BPS, dog.
So then, imagine if you just stopped out of nowhere and then just went to the lowest notes your machines and guitars could play.
The zeros,
if you will.
Got it. Cool.
And then just chugged at a grueling 12 beats per minute.
Now, would these be syncopated chugs?
Probably.
Like, would these go hand in hand with like a kick drum pattern of the same zeros?
It's like an abusive thing. You
an
ever
abusive
seen that?
Kick drum pattern.
Okay, so it's abusive.
I think you guys are talking about a breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a breakdown.
The complexity of the picking and double kick will match and will be proportional to the mosh dancing.
Will these be preceded by a man in gym shorts and possibly a tank top? Will he be yelling
and a strife t-shirt?
Something like a strife
basketball jersey.
No one's going home. No one's going home unless it's in a fucking ambulance. I want to see a old school circle pit now, motherfuckers.
See, I don't know where this got invented, but we never explained our music before we play. Usually with these bands that we would play with, they'd say, "All right, we want you to do the circle around the pit," or whatever you guys call it.
Yep.
And they would
run
explain,
around like the Bushwhackers for 35 seconds.
You have to fight back against some fucking whatever bullshit. That
probably some sort of oppression of some kind.
Whatever
like
was happening.
Like your parents
Maple Grove
or some kind of girlfriend or something.
Pretty much, but we never did that. And that's why we still are the inventors of the breakdown.
We wanted to replicate like the eruption of volcanoes, the stampede of woolly mammoths.
Sure.
You know?
The orgasm of the nation.
There you go. Well.
Now, so when you're playing with X Devastator X and you're more or less mocking them, do you that must have been how Weird Al felt back when he was playing for Devo fans and stuff. Huh? Like,
oh, we fully endorse Weird Al.
Yes.
Sure.
Did you know that you were part of a revolution?
I mean,
the revolution wasn't really invented.
It wasn't televised either, right? No.
No, it was not televised.
It was message boarded, though, a lot.
Probably tweeted a few times.
Yeah.
We gave out the address, too.
For the revolution?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Next to the cop station.
So, with the revolution, let's play another song here. This one's called Slouch. Anything else you want to say about this one before we start it?
This is a tribute to the year 2004.
Oh, okay.
This is a tribute to the breakdown.
Yeah, this, okay. Oh my God. This is the only song to feature vocals towards the first section of the song. And
wait, this song does feature vocals?
Yeah, it does.
In a way. I mean, awesome. You know how... You remember the Babylon?
They'll get the idea when they
Babylon.
Hear it.
Do you remember how it burned down?
I remember, like a motherfucker. Yeah.
We played there, and hours later,
it burned down.
Yeah,
that's can't be a coincidence.
Were there fire arrows involved in this?
I mean, we can't reveal that on the internet here.
Mind lasers?
Still can't reveal that.
All right, here it is. Slouch.
We'll be right back.
go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds. For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
PensyPenceGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening.
Get your cans shined up and clean out all the poop.
Yeah, we're recording. So, Noah wanted to explain the history of something called Glug.
We've talked about Coca-Cola, but Coca-Cola means more than just a delicious carbonated soft drink.
Okay.
I can't really do the explanation alone. And since Bruchel's been around for so long, we tried different musical... you know, projects. Avenues, yes. KC, Jason, they...
I don't think those are their real names.
They dropped their names for this new band with Sean Lipinski called Regret. They played a show in... what's that town? Eau Claire. And they played with these bands. This could be added to the list.
This goes before that. This goes way before that.
Right, but, I mean... Yeah. This is a good example. You guys had played a show with a band called The Dead Romance, which is maybe which is maybe the epitome of Glug. No offense, does anyone know those guys?
No,
it doesn't
I
know.
They're all I hope they listen.
Either dead or in real estate by now,
or in gangs or something.
Same thing.
Okay. Anyway, we were at a Bruchel practice and they had just got. Done discussing their previous weekend of playing with such band called The Dead Romance. And I had asked them, what do they sound like? You know, they described everything where the song opens up with, what do you say before you open up a big meaningful metaphor song, Brent?
Like a soliloquy?
Yeah, like a pit call? Like a pit call.
Okay. Like a call to arms for all the 18-year-olds.
Like, all right, you motherfuckers, let's...
I see some moshing on the starboard bow. Set phasers to rage.
Like that kind of?
Yeah, and then some kid gets punched and they blog about it on a message board or something. Anyway, so they just describe their sound as classic metalcore sound. Mm. And this, I mean, nobody is
classic metalcore
sound. For the better part of 6 months.
Pretty much the sound that you would hear at shows from... 2000 to 2004, the Fireball.
Since Opposite of December came out, the kind of music you would hear.
Absolutely, yes.
Pretty much. Okay.
Yes.
And so they just said it was classic. And it's like, oh, like Coca-Cola? And they looked at me like I was the biggest fucking idiot in the world. And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And that's when I did a hand motion as if you're drinking a big gulp of like a 2 liter of Coca-Cola. And I said, oh, what a total Glug band.
that became the universal sign then, too.
So yeah, and then like the next show we were at, there was a band playing, and just like the most typical, like,
classic
shitty breakdown happened. And I'm standing next to Noah, and he taps my shoulder, and he, like, motions to, like, be drinking a 2 liter of Coke, you know, as if to invent.
As if to signify
and then,
that they
and
were
then start,
the
and then
signal.
He goes a little bit further, and then it's like, a glug, 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 glug. Right. You know, as you're drinking, you're just downing this 2 liter
to connote
of
the
Coca-Cola.
Bubbles going down your throat.
Right, right.
Got it.
Yep. Right. You're just
now.
Just
I'm all in on glug. I guess
so.
It.
The genre glug was born.
And you guys consider
with,
yourselves
because it's
at the
classic.
Forefront
well,
of that?
With Bruchel, we try to have kind of equal parts, like decent riffs, and equal parts. Like parody, like we're talking about Bone Storm, like we are, like the Spaceballs or Naked Gun of music.
Oh my God!
So you go from inventing music to being the Spaceballs of music.
Well, I mean, that's we've right. already invented music, so what more are we going to do?
Sure.
You know what? You can reinvent it. It's something cool.
With the ego of like a professional athlete like LeBron or Moss.
Right.
We just didn't.
Yeah, get baked care. And run over a police officer. Yeah.
Or it's not like Randy Moss is going to reinvent football. Like, football has already been invented, so he just plays the game.
Yeah, but guess what? Did you ever see Randy Moss play football? It's like the most reinventive thing ever. No, jump in. You like Randy Moss? I don't know anything about football.
That's all right. We're watching hockey, so.
That's all right. It's men doing.
Anyway, so that's what Brugel's mentality was all about, for the most part.
The mentality was all about.
We had to put an end to Glug.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
There was a becoming.
It's like how Faith No More kind of did this like rap metal thing, and then you had bands like Korn. And they kind of had a pit call with that Blind song. Are you ready?
They kind of brought it back to a more like they had another one where he was like, "It's on!" And just like yelled something insane. He kind of pared it down to like two or three words, which I think
guys are from Bakersfield, which is maybe the equivalent of like the Minnesota's like Maple Grove.
It's got to be.
It has to be. I've been to Bakersfield, and it's shitty.
Do they have a Dave and Buster's there?
No. Do they have sexual abuse there? Which probably happened to Jonathan Davis.
I saw Korn at the airport.
At the airport? Yes, were they playing?
Is that what's happened to their career now?
They're playing.
They're playing at baggage claim C.
I was on the same flight as them.
Really? And where were you going?
Were they sitting in business class?
No, it was a really small plane, and I guess they were probably on business class, but it was at the front of the plane, and there was no separation, and I was with, like, someone I was with as the plane was taking off screamed, "Are you ready?"
Is that a true story?
It's 100%
true. That's a fucking amazing story, then.
They gotta live off that expression, though. Oh, my God. I mean, what else do they have? Like,
Okay, has anybody here ever actually listened to Korn before?
Yeah, I used to be way into Korn.
I never went through a new metal phase.
I totally did.
I can safely say that I didn't really. I mean, I liked bands that would be considered new metal now, but I was like aware that like this is pretty awful. But like Korn, that thing never stuck with me. But one time I was listening to the radio and Korn came on, and it was that song where he's like, "Jimmy Crack Korn." And I was like, "What,
dude? That is not described."
Saying nursery rhymes.
Around the roses,
that thing, yeah.
Pocket full of posies.
Yeah. He's just like, "Mary had a little lemon." You're like, what is he doing? And how does the producer be like, "Yeah, that's a keeper"?
Because they produce it themselves, man. They're in Bakersfield, for fuck's sake.
But there was a period of time where, like, this whole. I didn't know anybody that didn't listen or didn't at least know who, like. I don't know, Poison the Well was and stuff.
Oh, God.
And it was like, that was just what music was for a time. And then now, like, the other day I went to fucking Pancheros, and the guy, like, making my burrito looked like some dude that I would have, like, seen at a, like, you know, Hellfest in, like, 2002. And I was like, is it still going on? Like, people, is that still a real thing? And it's alive as fuck. Is that because of Brucial, you think?
Oh, pretty much. Okay. We have no money involved in it, but they give us a call every single year to play it. And
well, I guess, I mean, inventing music, you're probably involved in every, like, anything that's musical.
Yeah, like the Grammys?
Yeah. I mean, that's all because of you guys.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
Never show us love.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder tried to get us on one of the bills, but he's like, "I need to replace... Yeah. Prince Adam," and we're like, no.
And you're like, "I see what you're saying," and he...
Honestly, you guys have done so many of these shows. This might be your worst show ever.
It could be.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
I think like there might be like, you know, the National Broadcasting Museum. I feel like this might end up there as like maybe the biggest waste of time.
Pete's got his hand like on the mixing board right now. Like
it's on. At different volumes. I have to change
It's on the self-destruct button. Is actually what that is.
Come on, after you know so many years, our voices aren't as.
There's a button that says "In case of Brucial." Have done good. You've done really well.
You've done fantastically. So fantastically, we're going to play a song by you called "The Lone Cowboy."
Are you ready for this? Is this kind of like a cowboy song, like the Thin Lizzy song?
Yes. It's about a very special cowboy that was influential to us in our Second Age.
Wasn't the Lone Ranger, was it?
No.
Was it he's Don a lone cowboy.
Was it Nash Bridges?
Can we even really say who it's about?
No.
No.
It's okay. No.
I think.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up and not told everybody.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's
radio.
The lone
dude, I had the worst, probably like most psychologically damaging moment of my life today. Really, what happened? Can't talk about it.
And with that,
guess
here's the lone cowboy.
Guess who my wife.
Okie dokie. We're sitting here with Brucial, Twin Cities Tank. What?
I think Adam needs his own episode.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I think we missed out on a lot of jokes.
Yeah. Anyways, well, unless Brucial has anything or Brent has anything left to say.
I saw The Social Network and Machete this week.
How was Machete? Tell me about Machete.
It's fucking amazing. I was just saying that in lieu of the fact that we did our top 10 list last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to add Machete to every single one. Books, songs, everything. I want it to be number one on everything.
Machete is the number one alcoholic energy drink
exactly.
of 2010.
It's the number one shoe wear.
Not that Four Loko shit?
No, it tops everything.
Apparently Machete just bumped it.
It's actually pronounced Machete. So
let me tell you something.
What?
Fuck you.
Ow. Oh, it's fucking sweet. It's, all those people, like, I think, like, the Academy loved, like, what, Black Swan, which is fucking awesome, by the way. Black Swan, The Social Network, and then True
Grit. She's out of my league.
Right, she's out of my league. Like, these are the movies that, like, dude, they fucking bombed by not putting Machete on every list. It's fucking amazing.
Sweet ass.
One thing I have to propose before we wrap this up.
Got it.
I think we should resurrect the least glug bands of 04 into one killer bill.
The least glug bands of
which would be, well, maybe everyone's all glug. Brucial.
It's all glug. Yep.
Pete's band, Summer Execution, yep. And your choice
Summer
of
Summer Execution will never play again.
No, they won't.
We'll convince you to play.
Dan will never, ever
Dan will never
step
do
on stage.
Did Dan ever actually play bass at live shows? Or did somebody just kind of Photoshop that?
He played, but he wasn't on.
He was just kind of like, wee, wee, wee.
I will never do it again.
All right, so whatever. One
I'm saying it right now.
Fine, then that's...
Well, can we get Tank? Can we get Tank back together?
Oh, yeah, get Tank together.
Yes, let's play Tank show.
Was Matt Varner your drummer in that?
No, that was... Grothy. It's fucking awesome. It's great.
Jeez. All right. Well, this is two of us.
It just feels like
that's where the name of the show came from.
Oh, I figured as much.
Because we were in a band.
Did you guys ever play a show?
Called Tank. No, we were the most hyped show in hyped band in Minneapolis.
So you
everybody thought we were going to be awesome. And people kept talking about Tank, and then we just never played a show.
Did you ever do anything to get hyped? Record?
Well, we had people show up at our practice space. Like, I think Kevin Call showed up once, and he told a bunch of people. It was like, oh, my God. They're so good.
That
was how me and you met.
Yeah, well, we were kind of looking for a singer, and we had a lot of people that we knew that could actually sing and scream and stuff in bands and actually pull it off. And Preston was insistent on letting his friend, who was like one of his snowboarding friends who'd like never even heard of, like, any music before. So he went out and like bought a PA that was more or less like a practice amp and like a fucking like ice cream cone with a cord on it. And he was like, and we're like, what the fuck? So it just eventually fizzled out into me and PP. Like, yeah, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Just go the Brucial route, instrumental.
I don't know. I kind of feel like this song deserves somebody screaming like an idiot on top of it, you know? And how are we going to have pit calls? That's really what it's about.
Why don't you just get Drew, who's been on the podcast quite a few times?
What that point?
He was going to, it's a little known fact, he was going to try out from Brucial, but he just couldn't hang.
At that
my
point,
surfer lingo would say, Brock and hang.
Gang, Brock didn't hang. Have enough.
That's tight piece.
Gooby snacks to hang righteously.
He wasn't nitro
other.
Enough for us. I do. Honestly, like, I show up today and Brent thinks I talk like a surfer, but I worked with this guy. Some of you who listen, the four people or whatever, Dick Donovan is his name. He was a pizza delivery driver for an Uptown
was he
for
nitro
years.
By any chance?
Oh, he talked like a fucking Ninja Turtle. It was amazing. Like, he was a bartender at the place I used to work at, and I would come in after him. The place would be just a fucking mess. Like, Dick, what happened in here, man? He's like, oh, man, the place was so dead, they just got nitro up in here. Like, so you didn't clean any dishes for me or what? Like, no, man, place was just whack and crazy.
See, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, like, I'll ask you something, like, either via text or a message board, and they'll be like, hey, you know, do you want to see my turtle collection? It'll be like, I'm ripping with some dudes right now, but as soon as we hit the load, but I was like, what the fuck did he say? Is that a yes or what?
Is that a yes?
You transform when you hit the internet. I will say that. You talk like I can't fucking understanding.
I think everyone kind of transforms when you hit the internet. Cause
yeah, but you especially.
No, not
you
like
go,
that.
Yo, Grug 47, Chabity Bam. And you're like, that's 24/7
riff raff with the ding dong and the flip flaps.
Question.
I got two flapjacks for my ding dong. And I'm like, what are you saying?
Oh, I just want to tell you that he's hungry. Now. You're just starting to sound like Dan.
Don't insult me like that.
Sorry.
So, Brucial invented music. What's the future hold?
Hopefully a Tank Brucial show.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Goddamn, better going. Believe it.
Get it going.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. Jason will have to take a ship here from New York City.
Well.
He's too good for the ice Viking tundra.
Jason said, you know what? Maybe I want to actually have a future. I can't program computers in fucking Minnesota. I got to. What do you do?
I program computers. I used to build Viking ships, and you know the skills kind of translated over.
Oh God! All right, I'm tired of this, Brent.
Yeah,
get us out of here.
You're dead to me, Mexico. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual.